Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Driving to Alaska through Canada or to the lower 48 through Canada still remains difficult as the border remains closed, even to those vaccinated. Kelly Lee, a professor of public health at Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, said the travel restrictions likely will remain throughout the summer in order to protect Canadians from exposure to the higher infection rate of COVID-19 here in the U.S. In speaking to the media earlier this month, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said, through a translator,
"We have 2 weeks of quarantine. That's been the case since the beginning. We don't accept non-essential travelers or residents to come to Canada. That has been the case for a year now."
Audio courtesy of CBC News. Alaska Public Media reports that when adjusted for size, Canada has had far less cases. The two countries also differ in vaccination rates. The U.S. has vaccinated a greater portion of their population, whereas Canada has struggled in acquiring sufficient supply. And according to that professor, Canada can't allow travel based on vaccination status because there's uncertainty about the vaccine's impact on transmission. Lee also said that if you're vaccinated, you've lowered your risk of becoming sick or dying, but it's still not clear that you can transmit the disease. Canada considers travel for work or school to be essential. Alaskans in the lower 48 have also been allowed to transit Canada if they can show they're driving north to go home. Alaskans on essential travel in Canada don't have to quarantine, but they do have to limit their interactions and drive the most direct route. Politicians and friends in the Czech Republic have paid tribute to Peter Kellner, the country's richest man, who was killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend here in Alaska. He was 56. Kellner was one of five people, including the pilot who died in the accident on Saturday. One person had survived. The Czech Prime Minister, Andrej Babiš, said it's an unbelievable tragedy. He says he's terribly sorry about it. The Eurocopter AS-50 crashed under unknown circumstances about 50 miles east of Anchorage Saturday night around 6:35 p.m., according to what the Federal Aviation Administration said on Sunday. Authorities said the crash site was near Kinnick Glacier. Kellner owned a nearly 99% stake in the PPF Group, which is recognized as an international investment company. His wealth was estimated by Forbes as nearly $17.5 billion, and the PPF Group has since confirmed his death. The group operates in 25 countries in Europe, Asia, and North America, with assets amounting to 44 billion euros, or 52 billion U.S. dollars. Its business includes financial services, telecommunications, media, biotechnology, real estate, and mechanical engineering. And officials are saying that heavy snow is hampering efforts to recover the wreckage of that helicopter that crashed near Kinnick Glacier. The NTSB says a winter storm dumped snow on the crash site over the weekend, obscuring the wreckage. They say the crash site is also in a remote area about 21 miles southeast of Palmer and is accessible only by helicopter. The agency says it's uncertain whether they'll be able to fully recover and remove the wreckage for investigation. The helicopter was carrying six people when it crashed down in the Chugach Mountains Saturday, killing five.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.